What is going on, beautiful, sexy, amazing, wonderful, awesome, a bunch of other synonyms, people. I love you guys, and I'm glad to be back. It's a new episode talking about social media is fake, start living your life. And before I get into that, I just want to say I hope everyone's doing okay. You know, I know continued COVID stuff has really put a damper on people's mental health and their ability to actually express themselves and be around family and friends and honestly do the things that bring them happiness and joy. So if you're feeling that way, I hope that this podcast can bring you some relief and just understand that, you know, and this may not be comforting, but just understand that other people are feeling the exact same way. But nonetheless, I just want to get into this. So let's start off with my personal take on this, because I get a lot of people that comment, and I'm being serious when I say this, that they'll say, you know, you're perfect and you have no flaws. And I kind of chuckle at that. No, I do chuckle at that. I'm not going to say kind of. I do. Because I'm no different than the rest of you guys. I, you know, may think differently. I may have different thought processes and ideologies and whatnot. But I'm still human and I definitely have my flaws. To say I don't would be extremely ridiculous. You know, I'm not a perfect person. I have my insecurities. I have my things that I need to work on. And to be honest with you, I have days when I struggle. You know, it's probably far less than a lot of other people, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I'd say 14 to 21 days out of the year, I'm like in a space where I don't exactly know, you know, where my life is headed. I don't know what I'm doing, even though I may have the answers. There's those days when things ebb and flow in life. And sometimes I have those days personally, and that's normal. So that's what I wanted to address, first of all. And I want to be open about it because I think social media puts this expectation on people that you have to look a certain way, be a certain person, have a certain belief system to fit in and to be liked and to be loved. And it's unrealistic. It truly is. And I'll give you one example. Before I go on any video, when I'm at home, at least when I'm out and about, I don't, but I make sure, you know, if I don't have a beanie on or a hat, I make sure my hair is done perfectly. I make sure that my skin looks good. I make sure that my lighting is perfect. I make sure that my takes are perfect so I don't sound stupid. Like, it's not first take. Everything is glamorous and amazing. Like, I look a certain way that I want to look when I go on camera because I want to respect the people that are watching me, but also it's for me. Like, I want to look a certain way. I want to feel a certain way. And if I don't, you know, I'm hard on myself. I'm my biggest critic, and most of us are. And I'm extremely, extremely hard on myself. And, you know, I really don't care what other people think. I've told you guys that in the past. I truly don't. And when I say that, it's a lie because I mean it, but everyone cares what other people think. Everyone seeks some form of validation in a way. It's just to what degree do you let it control your life and to how much acceptance do you give those people's words? And I choose not to. So it doesn't really affect me, I'll be honest with you. But it's not to say that there's never times when I'm like, oh man, I wonder what that person thought. I have those thoughts, I just don't let it control my life. But believe me when I tell you, the people that you see on socials, and the biggest people, because the bigger you get, the more expectation there is, the harder it is to maintain. They are not content with who they are. Most of them, I'd say 99% of them, you know, they honestly, the bigger they get, the harder they fall. And the more expectation they have, the harder they are on themselves mentally, because they know, okay, I've got, you know, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people watching me. Even if it's 40, 50,000, you're like, oh my gosh, I wonder what all these people are thinking about what I'm saying, what I'm doing, and how do my lips look, and how does my skin look, and do my arms look okay, all this stuff. And you have to just let that shit go, because that's not what life is about. And you know, I hope that gives you guys more context, because I want to talk about it a little bit for me before I dive into it, so you guys know, like, I even feel this way too. I know a lot of you think that I don't, but I truly do. You know, there's times when I have those thoughts, 100%. So the first thing I want to talk about was expectations, and what does that mean? So this pertains to both men and women, but I'll be honest with you. I've seen a lot of women on social media that have reached out to me personally. And even if they haven't, I've still noticed because, you know, I study psychology and physiology and neurology. Like, I understand why people do what they do. And I can pick up pretty quick when someone is either insecure or they're not comfortable with who they are. They're not comfortable in their skin. And it makes me really sad. It truly does, because I think a lot of the pressure is put on them because of social media. Like, if we didn't have these ideas of how things are quote unquote supposed to look, we wouldn't feel a need to look that way. Like, it's been put on us from when we were children. And I just had this conversation with someone that, you know, the whole idea behind all men that's been going around. A young lady commented on my video and said, you know, the reason we feel this way, a lot of us, is because it's been ingrained ingrained in us since we were young. Like, our parents told us that if a guy's rude to you, it means he likes you. Like, that's not a good mindset to have when you start off from, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. That's not a good mindset to have. And I think a lot of that does stem from societal reasons and the way that our parents talk to us. It's the same thing if you say your kid is, you know, my kid's introverted, and then you go around telling your kid, you're introverted. There's a whole lot of science that goes behind the effect that has on someone's brain, subconsciously and consciously, but majority of it is subconscious because it makes up 95% of our brain. That's damaging and it's extremely crippling moving forward into your life. And that's why a lot of people have deep-rooted problems that they don't know how to solve. So we need to be really careful what we tell ourselves. But back to my point that you wouldn't feel a need to look that certain way or do that certain thing if it wasn't an expectation from society and the people around you. So what I encourage you to do and what helps me is I know truthfully what I want out of my life and really what I want to do and what my purpose is. So if you don't know what that is, ask yourself, what do you want? Like, at the core of everything, that is the question you have to ask. What do I want? In any situation, if you want to date, what do I want from this? What do I want to take away from this? You know, who do I want to attract? Like, those are the questions you need to ask. And then once you've asked those questions, you can find an answer. But if you never ask them, you're just walking around aimlessly searching for what? You don't know. You don't know how to identify when someone aligns with what you want. Because you don't even know what you want. Like, it's extremely critical. So that is what has helped me. You know, I know what my purpose is with social media. I know what my purpose is when I interact with a human on a person-to-person basis. I know those things, so I can go into it with intentionality and not care what other people think. Like, if I walked in, I just talk to, like, random people all the time, right? Last night at the grocery store, I talked to two random people with my roommate. We were talking about ice cream. Said, hey, what are you guys' favorite flavors? We're just trying to settle a debate. Like, just have a conversation with a random person. People are so scared to open up and be real and authentic with people that they don't know. And it's a very strange mentality that we've cultivated over the past 100 years. And obviously COVID doesn't help, right? But that's no excuse to why you can't go talk to people and dive into people and ask, how are you, right? Or how do you enjoy this? And how does this make you feel? And just have a real conversation with one another, because that's extremely important, right? And I think if we did that, we would have a much better idea of how do I help others? You know what I mean? How do I truly give back to other people? And that should be your intention in every conversation that you have. How can I benefit this person? It shouldn't be about you. It should be, hey, how can I help you? Right? You may not have to verbally say that out loud and express it, but that should be your intention. And you'll take so much more away from that. You'll stop focusing on what does this person think about me? And how do they think I look? And what if my makeup wasn't right? Are they going to judge me? It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Okay? So expectations. Going back to my initial point, I think this affects women a lot more than men, but truthfully, it affects men to a high degree, and I don't think people understand that. Mostly because men don't express it. They're not good at expressing their emotions and understanding and tapping into them and saying where they're coming from and what that means for them. And again, a lot of that stems from societal reasons. We were taught from when we were young, if you express your emotions and you're vulnerable, you're not tough, you're not a man, which is complete bullshit, right? And it suppresses everything, and then everyone's mentally unstable, and that's how you get to levels of depression, and everything gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So another thing I wanted to mention real quick is question everything that society is telling you. Like, if society says, if you're a man, you do this, like, question it. Why? Why are we doing these things? Why were these reasons or these ideas or these ideologies cultivated, and how and by who? Right? We live our life on a day-to-day basis based off of things from people that we don't even know. Like, hundreds of years ago, ideas were created and we just continue to follow them. What if that person was like an alcoholic, a psychopath, a sociopath? What if that person was murdering people and we're taking their advice? You don't even know who that person is. Do some research. And that's when people ask me, how do you develop the thoughts that you have? I do research. Like, if someone says, hey, we should go do this because everyone else is doing it. Okay, let me look it up and figure out if I agree with this and if it aligns with what I believe in. I'm not just going to go do something or put something in my body because that's what the norm is. I don't care. I care about my life and my health, especially mentally. So again, going back to my point, I keep getting off track, is I think this really truly affects women more than it does men, but men to a high degree. And I think, honestly, women do it to themselves. And not always, right? Because society does do a lot of the work. But I think, you know, women talk about the expectations that men put on them, but women put a lot of expectations on women, like truthfully. And I've noticed it more and more and more and more. And that comes from magazines, that comes from Instagram, that comes from TikTok, that comes from TV shows, reality, non-reality. That comes from so many sources. And women are really rude to each other. I've noticed that more and more and more. And I don't understand why. You know, I noticed it from a young age. My sister and my mom are really rude to each other. My sister and her friends are really rude to each other. Not always. You know, they love each other. But there were so many times when they were demeaning to one another. And they would pick apart someone's features, right? Your boobs are small. They look terrible. I hate your lips. They're too big. Like, whatever it was. And I never understood that. I was like, shouldn't as a woman you be encouraging other women to love and embrace who they are? Because there's already so much pressure on them to look a certain way, be a certain person, have a certain ass, you know, have your boobs look a certain way. You have to have certain lips. Your makeup has to be done a certain way. It engulfs you. Like, it is so, so, so overbearing. So why would we, like, I don't understand why we would encourage to be rude to that person, especially as a woman to another woman. I don't get it. And guys are just as guilty too. But as I said, I think women do a lot of the putting of expectations onto other women. And like I said, those women that are putting the expectations on the other women oftentimes are the ones that are most unstable. Like, and they're the biggest too, like the biggest on social media and whatnot. And they have the following, but at the end of the day, they're not happy. And they set this standard for themselves one time. And then if they don't always live up to that, they're not happy. They're not content. They know that they could be at a higher level of what they're doing, but it comes from editing. It comes from, you know, modifying your body. It comes from starving yourself of food. Like, it comes from so many things that aren't healthy, both physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And that's not something that we should be idolizing. That's not good in any way, shape, or form. And it's more detrimental to the people that are following that person. Because when you're watching someone on social media, you get a very small glimpse of who that person really is. Like, if you went and lived with, I don't know, a Victoria's Secret model for a full day, I guarantee you who they are in their day-to-day is way different than what you see on social media, their Instagram. That person's not happy most of the time. They're truly not. And as I said, when you set the expectation for, as an example, let's say you go to the beach and you take a photo, right? And then you send that photo to an editor and he edits it for an hour, okay? And then he gives it back to you. Oh my gosh, I look really good. That's not how you look. That's not who you are. That's not something that you should be, again, idolizing and creating this image in your head that's who I really am. No, it's not. That is not who you are. And now you have in your head created this unrealistic expectation of yourself. And if you don't uphold that image, you're not good enough, right? You don't love yourself, and other people won't love me either. I have news for you. People don't care. People don't care. And I'm just as guilty of this, by the way. Not to that degree, but I've edited my photos before because I was like, oh man, that looks better. No one fucking cares. Like, oh my gosh, maybe I get 50 extra likes on this photo. I don't care. I really don't. And I'm not doing it anymore. I refuse. If it's not real, if it's not authentic, don't do it. Don't do it. We have way, way, way too many things in this world that are modified, that are switched up, and that are not real. And we are living as if they are. And it is corroding us mentally. And it is setting unrealistic expectations, and people are killing themselves. People, like I said, are developing severe levels of depression. People aren't coming out of their homes because they're so scared to go out in public, whether it be from, you know, their body dysmorphia or their, you know, some people minor case of acne that they think is so bad that they can't be seen by anyone, or whatever it may be that you're insecure about. Just understand that everyone else is feeling the same way. And if they tell you that they're not, they're lying. Everyone has something that they're insecure about. Maybe to a different level than you, but everyone has that something. Like, oh, this could be better, this could be better. And if you don't, you know, good on you. But I'm sure at some point along your journey in life, you will have something that is going to be in your head, you know, detrimental to you. And it's going to be the worst thing on planet Earth. And other people don't really care, right? So I think that sums up my thoughts on expectation and expectations from social media. So I really hope that clarified something or I hope you can just take a step back and analyze why you're doing what you're doing and not do it for other people, but do it for yourself. And just last thing on that is I think people will respect you when you're raw and you're real and you're not having to live up to this expectation that you've set for yourself that now everyone views. Yeah, that would be my advice. Next topic I want to talk about real quick was that everyone struggles. And I know I touched on that a little bit, but I don't think we truly understand how much they struggle. And I've talked to you guys in the past, you know, I've had family members that have killed themselves, lost their lives to suicide, unfortunately. And I didn't really understand what that all meant until I went through it with my family members. And I realized shortly after that people put on this persona and people may act a certain way in front of crowds, but who is that person behind closed doors? And it forced me to really take a step back and look at everyone in my life and ask, you know, do you think this person is truly okay? And why might they not be? You know, and at the end of the day, when they lay their head down on their pillow, what are their thoughts that they're having to themselves? And is it really what they're portraying out to everyone else in public? And when you think about it in that sense, you realize that people really, really struggle, man. It's not... this world is hard. It really is, especially in a time like right now. When we have people that, you know, especially if you're a social butterfly, you love connecting with people, and you've gone through COVID, you're going to struggle really, really bad. I'm not someone that struggles from depression in any sense, and I feel very grateful for that, and I think I've done a lot of work to avoid that. But for me, I'll be honest, it's been hard not to be in a social setting and connect with people, because that's when I'm at my happiest, is when I can meet new people and I can have organic conversations and I can be around women that I think are attractive and be around dudes that I think are super cool and like just have that person-to-person interaction, excuse me. So I just encourage everyone to think about how the words you're saying to someone else might affect them. And I've had to do a lot of thinking on that, because there's times when I used to get really upset and I would say something that I really didn't mean. And I realized, you know, that might be eating at someone's, That might be eating at someone's, you know, their view of their flaws. And maybe I'm digging a deeper hole for them. And that's going to be really hard for them to dig themselves out of. And I would never want to do that. This, like I said, this world is hard enough. I don't want to make it any harder than it needs to be for someone. Especially if they struggle from, anything mentally or depression or they've been abused mentally. Like, I don't want to make that any harder than it needs to be. Because as I've seen in my family and the people that I've been around and my close friends that have depression severely, it's not fun. You know, it's not fun. And if you're someone that's encouraging that behavior and making it even worse for them, shame on you. There's no reason for it. And that's why I get so upset when I see, especially on social media, the way that people attack one another. I don't understand the reasoning behind it. And I understand, and I want to tell you guys that no one that is happy in life, no one that is fulfilled, no one that is winning, quote unquote, is going to attack someone for their flaws, is going to say you suck or I hate this about you or hey, anything. They're too happy, right? There's no reason for them to do that. The only people that are going to do those things to you are people that are hurt, are people that have been damaged, are people that haven't worked through their shit, so they're going to project their shit onto you. People that are happy don't do those things. I'm telling you, I don't do it. I have no hate towards anyone in this world. I may have people that I dislike for certain reasons. I have no hate towards you, though. I wish nothing but the best for you. And I talk about that all the time. I'm like, there can be people that you don't like. There can be people in your life that have hurt you. Wish the best for them because they're hurt. I think about even the women that I've been with. I don't care that we're not together. I wish them the best, and I hope that they find someone that can fulfill them. And I hope, truly, truly, because I've been told from them that they didn't feel they were good enough to be with me. I truly hope that they can work on themselves to a degree where they love themselves more than they ever have. It doesn't need to be with me. It can be with someone else. But I wish upon them that they do that. And that's just because I love people around me, and I encourage everyone to do the same thing. I don't see a reason to be negative. I don't see a reason to hate on people. There's just no reason for it. Like I said, life is hard enough. Like, there's no purpose in damaging people. And like I said, the only people that are doing that are people that are bored, are people that are hurt, are people that are damaged, are people that haven't worked through their problems, so they dig at yours. But that doesn't make it easier. sure, even if you know that, you're like, okay, that person's hurt, but those words and what they're projecting onto you, it has an effect. And like I said, if people aren't equipped to not let that affect them, it's super damaging. So that's why I always encourage people, like, you got to know who you are and you got to stay true to that. So when people come at you with hateful words or they tell you something that would normally damage you so much, you can work through it. You're strong enough mentally. You know who you are. You know what you're doing it for. So their words don't matter. Oh, man, that was a long explanation. But I think at the core of everyone's struggles, I just encourage you, before you say something hurtful, take 10 seconds and ask yourself what the effect is going to have on you, but more importantly, on the other person, because it really does have ramifications. And the other thing, too, is ask people if they are okay. And you don't need to do it in a weird sense. Just be like, hey, I just want to check on you. You doing okay? Or, hey, I noticed you're a little down today. Are you all right? Whatever it is, give people an open space, not for you to help them, but just to listen. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to how they feel. Because a lot of people don't have that person. And I can tell you this because I have people reach out to me all the time that tell me that they can't go talk to their parents, that tell me they don't have any of their friends that they can trust and go to and be open and honest. And they come to me, who's a complete stranger who they feel comfortable with. That's not okay. I'm happy to do it. I truly am, and I will. But no one should have to feel that way. You should have people in your life. If you struggle, if you have something that you want to express, that you can go to. Free of judgment, and that person can just listen. And if you don't have that person, be that person, because someone else needs it, I promise. Okay, and the last thing I wanted to talk about is it's okay to not be okay. It really is. And I think the time when you see this the most is when someone decides they're going to work on themselves. And a lot of people are like, okay, well, that's mumbo jumbo hippie crap. What does that even mean? No, it's not. It's very real. And what it means is to take a step back from what everyone tells you you are, and validation and codependence, and you really, truly exit yourself from what has been your life or the idea of your life, and you focus on your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health, and your spiritual health, truthfully. And that is when people oftentimes struggle the most, because everything comes up for them, all the stuff from the past, from their relationships, from their parents, from their childhood, from what their brother and sister did to them, everything. And it's scary. People don't want to face those things. As humans, it's inherent. It's literally, for thousands of years, ingrained in our mind, we want to seek comfort because it's survive or die. So when you have that uncomfortable situation, you'd rather flee from it because it's easier. You have to push through that. There's a better version of you on the other side, I promise. I can tell you it because I've gone through it. I've had to work through the things that I've fucked up on. I've had to work through the things that I know I've damaged people with. And I've had to ask questions to get answers. I've had to ask my mom, Mom, what are the three things that you think that I do that aren't good that I can improve on, or the things that have hurt you or maybe are hurting other people? It takes accountability, and it takes you humbling yourself and putting your ego to the side and saying, man, I'm not perfect. How can I improve? And I'm never going to be perfect, but I want to be the best version of me so that I can give back to other people. Because at the core of everything that I have said today, the most important thing that you can do on this planet, and I think everyone is put on this earth for a purpose, is to give back to other people. And you can't do that if you're not the best version of yourself. So I think it is honestly selfish for you to sit back and say, I don't want to better myself, because you are doing damage to so many other people, truthfully. And I understand that people struggle. I understand that people have hardships. I do as well. But to my point, it's okay to not be okay, but don't just quit. Don't say, man, that situation was really hard. Now it's coming up. I don't know how to work through it. Find a way to work through it. If you got to go to therapy, go to therapy. If you need to go on a vacation to clear your mind and work through those problems and those issues, do it. You have one body. You have one mind. It's important that you take care of it. And it's very sad that a lot of people don't have that view. And people can go spend thousands of dollars a month, or $1,000 a month, or $500 a month on food, but you can't spend $25 on a book that's going to better you for the rest of your life. You can't take that hour a day to watch a podcast that you know is good and beneficial for your mental health, and that you can actually apply. You won't pay the money to go to a seminar or invest in a course that's going to help you because you think it's mumbo jumbo, because you saw someone else did it and they failed. I have news for you. If you have 10 people and they buy a course and two of them become successful and eight of them fail, that's not the course's problem. That's the person's problem. And there's way too much of that hypocrisy in our world where people go, oh, well, they failed at it. Yeah, well, someone succeeded. So is the difference whatever they're doing, or is it in the person? It's in the person, right? So we need to start analyzing things and judging them properly. It's not a fair judgment. To sum everything up, I just want to say, I want you guys to truly like take a step back from this podcast, and thank you for listening, by the way. And one, I want you to do some assessments on yourself and ask, am I okay? And if I'm not, how can I improve? But two, I want you to reach out to maybe two or three people that are extremely close to you and just let them know that you love them. Or maybe someone that you haven't talked to in a while and you want to bridge that gap or pair that relationship. Do it. Do it. You will feel like a weight is lifted off your shoulder. I promise you. Again, I know because I've done it. I've been there. I don't preach shit I haven't done. I tell you guys this all the time. If I hadn't done these things, I wouldn't talk about them because I have no context. None. But I do. And I've been through these things. So I want to tell you guys and express to you that it's important. This has been a very serious podcast and I don't want it to be serious all the time. But I'm sick of this. I'm sick of seeing people killing themselves. Suicide rate went up 200% since COVID and it was already way too high. And the vast majority of those suicides come from pressure because of social media. And it's ridiculous. There's no reason that should be happening. We live in a very fucked up world. And I'm sorry for my language, but it is so, so flawed. And I'm grateful to the highest degree for what we have in our country, for the opportunities that we have. But the way that we live life day to day is not healthy. It is extremely damaging and it is going nowhere good. It's going down a worse and worse path, especially the bigger social media gets, the bigger pressure gets, the more expectations that we have put on us. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And we have to make a shift. And if we don't, I don't want to live in this world in 20, 30 years. It's going to be awful. And I'm not going to be that person that conforms to society. I refuse. I encourage you guys to do the same. And like I said, ask questions. Why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we being taught what we're being taught? Why did I not learn about money in school? Whatever the question is, find an answer. With that being said, I freaking love you guys. Again, I'm sorry this is serious, but this is a serious topic. And this is why I post the content that I do, so I want to be serious about it. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you feel like someone needs to listen to this, I'm not going to tell you to share it, but I would encourage you to share it, and I would appreciate it a ton. And if it can benefit someone, by all means, send it to them, please. I love you guys. I appreciate you more than you know. And I look forward to talking to you next week on either Wednesday or Sunday. Maybe both if I'm feeling a little spicy. That's been my go-to word lately. All right. I love you guys. Have an amazing week. Peace, love, happiness, and joy.